It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
Okay. I think that what I'm going to start off with is I'm going to start off with a P1 who sent me some really funny audio. Now, do you remember when we were talking about save shots? I think this was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it yesterday we were talking about?
Yeah.
And about how in movies it's always so dramatic when they give someone a save shot through the sternum, how they always wake up from their dead drug death with the... and the eyes go wide open. That right there. Well, P1 Jennifer said that it was so funny listening to the save shot segment because my awaking from death sound is exactly the way she hiccups.
Oh, wow.
And she sent me audio proof of this. And I got to tell you, it has made me laugh so hard.
It's kind of like the crazy laughs we've heard in the last couple of months.
She said, for context in this audio, I'm speaking with my irritated spouse between the throes of these hiccups. And it startled her dog. And she sent me a picture of her dog, which is looks like a Labrador Retriever wearing a ticket t-shirt.
Yeah, a Labrador Retriever, big believer.
And P1 Coda is the name of the dog. That was startled due to the hiccups. So I'm going to try to play you this. This is P1 Jennifer and the way her hiccups sound. And the fact that she rolled tape on her having these hiccups. And you can hear her husband in the background getting annoyed with her. Basically telling her she needs to do something about this. Like, what can you do when you have hiccups? Jeez, come on. Okay, so here we go. We'll listen to this here.
Oh my god.
I think I scared Coda a little. I'm gonna lose my voice.
I've never heard someone do that before.
Okay, what is that? She said, she hiccups and he goes, babe, real annoyed. Listen to how annoyed she is with him, too. Oh, wait, George laughed over again. You got to be real quiet.
Sorry.
Yes? Can I help you? You think?
Can't help
it.
It's
so annoying.
Have you heard anything like that
before? No, that's the weirdest form of hiccups. It's like sneezes, I guess. Everybody has a different sounding hiccup.
You don't think she's extending the hiccup by going,
I think that's part of her hiccup.
Wow.
She has to do the big intake of air right afterwards.
Hiccups are so weird.
Boy, they are.
It's like a donkey.
I think my favorite segment ever on our show is when Gordo was doing Muse in the News and had the hiccups.
And that's what Jennifer talks about in her email. She says, your violent hiccup session during Muse in the News a decade ago is saved to my home screen. And it's still the hardest I've ever laughed at a segment.
I love it. It was so funny.
Tyler wasn't on board when we were doing that. I don't know if he remembers that. It is in there somewhere, but it's so long. I mean, we can't play it. Maybe I'll find a condensed version of it.
It's like 10 minutes. You had the hiccups for 10 minutes, and you'd be in the middle of a serious story, and you'd hiccup and go, oh, my God.
It wasn't as bad as Jennifer's hiccup.
No.
That was amazing.
Oh, so we have that. And then at 8:15 today, we're going to tell some really funny stories of what happened to us getting here. Because there was one of the greatest victories in my life that occurred as we were trying to get on the plane to Oxnard. And we'll tell that at 8:15. But once we got on the plane, We're sitting on the plane, and Junior, for some reason, chooses my row to sit in.
It was not your row. You didn't own the row.
It was my row.
It was an exit row aisle seat, and I had made up my mind since George and I were boarding a little late that I was going to take an aisle seat to enjoy the freedom of being able to get up and go to the bathroom without interfering with anybody, to get in the overhead. I just a little more leg room. And I really was happy with my choice. I may be an aisle seat guy from now on.
See there? I can do either. I'm a power versatile.
I sat on the aisle too yesterday because I knew at some point in our 2.5 to 3 hour flight I was going to have to go pee pee wee wee.
Oh.
And I didn't want to have to, you know, make two people get up. The flight was full.
Yeah.
So I sat on the aisle. Yeah. It was okay.
By the way, that was a little awkward.
What?
Just having to get up to go to the restroom, it seemed more difficult to make people leave yesterday to get out of the row. I disturbed two rows of people trying to get in and out of my seat. I'll tell the story at 8:15. But once we sat on the plane, someone comes up with a PA and says, I just want to call everyone's attention that we have some very special guests on the plane today. And they mention Gordon, Keith, George, Dunham, Craig Miller. And I sense when I said very special people, I immediately perk up because I know, okay.
Gotta be talking about me.
I'm going to be mentioned in this.
Radio Star.
It's very important that I start trying to roll. So I quickly grabbed my phone and tried to roll on it, and I got part of their announcement. There's several funny things about this. They basically started doing this right before since we were in an exit row, the flight attendant was about to give us the, you know, you guys are in an exit row. You need to agree to do, you know, heroic duty in case that we're in an emergency. And so they start the announcement. So you're going to hear the announcement. You're going to hear the absolute lack of response from the plane.
It was stunning.
It's a flight from DFW.
Were y'all expecting a standing ovation?
No. Okay.
But I was expecting at least one P1 to be on the plane and say, "All right, musers," or something.
I wouldn't expect him to say that, but like do a jub, yeah,
right.
All right. Yeah, there's no yeah.
Some acknowledgement to scream out vaginal slice born, something like that, something tasteful like that. Nothing. So crickets in there, which was funnier than if anyone had even said anything.
Because you know what's funny is they'll come on and they'll say, "Hey, it's a gentleman in the fourth row. It's his birthday today." Or somebody.
Everybody claps.
Yeah, that's true. The guy at the birthday gets an applause.
Whatever announcement they make always gets some applause.
Yeah.
But this one, nothing.
Nothing. It was crickets. So then you'll hear the crickets, and then you hear basically her going back into her speech and then asking us if we will all help in the event of emergency. And I start a controversy there.
Oh, Greg and George.
And they also mentioned Greg. They didn't say Craig. They said Greg.
Oh, Greg and George. Right.
Right here.
Right here. Hey, our dispatchers want to give us let you guys know that they're where you guys are here. They're fans. And I guess you guys are going out there for Cowboys training camp.
Yep.
Yeah, so they're looking forward to hearing you guys' feedback.
So. All right. So, glad to have you guys' attention. You guys are sitting in the emergency exit rows. In the event of emergency evacuation, you will be responsible for assisting with that evacuation. Just need a verbal yes that you're willing and able.
Yes, but I'm not confident that he can do it. Just FYI.
I just
want to register my objection to him being here.
That's Craig starting with me, because there's a guy sitting in between us. You need to stop reaching across this gentleman right here. And it always is uncomfortable because people
glad you had to put up with that.
People are
to hear
never
it.
Sure that we know each other whenever we start these shenanigans of getting in conflict with each other.
One time he stood up to get something out of the overhead. And he went through the row in front of him, which he'll explain at 8:15 why. And as he was getting something out of the overhead, I was like giving him a forearm to the stomach. And if people didn't know, and we acted like we didn't know each other, and people must be thinking, what a combative passenger that guy is. Why?
Man, it's just, it wears you out being next to Gordo on a plane. Then you have to start returning fire like that.
That audio.
I've sat next to you before. We've never had this big exchange between someone, and that one, you're going to get kicked off a plane one day for that.
For what?
For making a ruckus about someone not being capable of, or you're not comfortable with them in the emergency room.
I've run that play on Giorgio about 5 times.
Yeah.
Anytime he's sitting in the emergency room, ma'am, can I say something, player? I do not feel this man is capable of acting in all of our best interests in the event.
And that forces me to say, yes, yeah. I can open it and throw his ass out as the act.
And then he looks like the violent man.
I'll just say, ma'am, I'm really not comfortable.
I'm just standing up for people's safety, and this larger gentleman right here is now threatening me, ma'am.
Yeah. Let me show you how large.
I want to talk a little more about the genius who was on the PA, because he had some, I don't know, it felt like he was a character in Arrested Development or something.
Right, yes.
And we are looking forward to hearing your feedback.
Plane's feedback or our feedback from Cowboys Camp?
Oh, do we come out here and give feedback or do we report?
Well, we report, yes. And then you decide.
But he was funny.
But
not as funny as the lack of reaction or response to what he said.
Very little.
And then at 8:15, we're going to tell the story of what the Southwest people, the P1s at Southwest, did. That is, to me, one of the great epic troll jobs of all time.
It was great.
To cause tension between the musers.
It was so great.
Divergent. So.
Yes, I'm sorry. My apologies.
I require you to kneel and
my
salute
apologies.
And.
What else?
At the same
I'll do it all.
Time.
I'll do it all.
At the same time to show that you're very subservient to me right now.
I'll do it all.
All right. And then finally, an athlete in trouble, DJ Hernandez. You know who he is?
DJ Moose Hernandez?
No, he's the older brother of Aaron Hernandez. Well, he is behind bars after a woman close to him told police that she was worried he was planning a school shooting.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Dennis Hernandez, former player at UConn, he was shocked with a stun gun and arrested by police back on July 18th after he threatened to kill officers who had gone to his home in Bristol, Connecticut. And he emerged from the house yelling, "Shoot me, shoot me."
God, those Hernandez kids.
On the way to the hospital, Hernandez, who went by DJ while playing quarterback, odd interruption of a sentence that starts with on the way to the hospital. He told, I guess, the personnel there that he, quote, planned to kill anyone who had profited off his younger brother. And he also had, I guess, said that he, quote, has a bullet for everyone.
Wow.
And then he posted threats on social media towards one of the women who I think had turned him in. And one of those read in part, quote,
"Will I kill? Absolutely."
And he said that he has been dying for years and that, quote,
"Now it's other people's turn."
God.
Whoa.
Didn't they have a very traumatic childhood?
I didn't watch that documentary on Aaron.
Yeah.
I didn't
there's
either.
Something to that.
But that's what I understand is that there may have been it because Aaron Hernandez was. Did he have some stuff that was done to him as a kid?
I think so.
So yeah, this is not looking well for that family there.
Wow.
So, athlete in trouble, former athlete. He's no longer
terroristic threats. What's the punishment for that?
I don't know.
I mean, how long can you keep him detained?
He also had, posted on social media,
"Not all shootings are bad, I'm realizing."
But I think that he had planned to go, it was UConn's campus in Storrs.
Yeah.
You know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
And the Brown University campus in Providence, Rhode Island, that he was targeting. So, yeah, very disturbing. And if he played football and everything, didn't they find that Aaron Hernandez had the brain CTE?
Yeah.
Did they die? Did they do his brain?
I believe so. I believe so.
You know what I mean? Cut it up.
Yeah.
And look for mites or whatever causes it.
Yep.
All right.
All right, then. Thank you. Way to go. That's the corner.
I guess.
Support me in my broadcasting
efforts.
We are.
That was a great corner.
Because we're dead, up against the time.
Yeah, that I thought was dead 20 years ago.
So
is that it's always a big birthday. It's always like someone who's important to us, like Mick Jagger or Bono or somebody like that.
That's what's
great
about it.
And it gets wasted on stupid wowie.
No, this is another thing.
But you can still talk about Mick Jagger after it's revealed.
I don't want to. After wowie, I don't want to. I'm too defeated.
God, you're really pissed. Look at him. You're going to start a spite show on this exact station that runs in the right speaker while we're in the left speaker.
I just might.
Okay, so Kevin Spacey had a birthday today. And we also find out now that Kevin Spacey has been cleared of sex assault charges in Britain. He found out today on his 64th birthday. He cried in the court when they announced that he was found not guilty of these allegations.
In Britain?
In Britain, yes, in Britain.
What about here? He doesn't face any charges
here. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here legally with him, but he was accused of touching four victims' genitals and buttocks over their clothing between 2005 and 2013. Most of that was during his time as artistic director at the Old Vic Theater there in Britain. Britain, which is an important country for a lot that goes on. He said in, I guess, testimony that he had, or maybe this was the news conference afterwards. Would you try to focus? That he had lost everything. I mean, think about it. Is he employed anymore?
True.
And he spent millions of dollars in defense.
Yeah.
In his various trials.
If he's innocent, that is a travesty that has happened to him.
But if he's guilty, then...
That's then what he happens. Made his bed.
Yes.
And in this case, at least in these trials, he's innocent.
Yes, he was found not...
Not guilty.
Was this not guilty or was this a civil thing? I think this is a criminal thing, right? Yeah.
But yeah, he's still up on charges here, I believe.
Is he?
I think so.
I think he is, too.
You know...
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying. But I'm just saying. Okay. So that protects
you're saying, you're fine. Yeah.
Under the just saying laws of America.
Just saying.
I'm protected. Strongly protected. There's rumors, right? There's always a whisper network that goes on.
Sure.
And you got to take it with a grain of salt because every celebrity is going to have chatter about them, right? Yeah. And not all of it's true. I had heard that he was a little creepy, that he was a little aggressive. He was aggressive in hitting on people.
We heard that firsthand.
Yes, we heard that firsthand from someone who had experienced it.
And I've always been creeped out by him on screen.
Now, it wasn't what he did to this person who told us firsthand. It wasn't criminal or anything like that. It was just aggressively hitting on someone. So, that's what we heard. And if Kevin Spacey's lawyers have a problem with that, I think that... The person that told me, my good friend, is a complete liar, and I can't believe that they passed on that to me.
If they have a problem with that statement that Gordon just made, email tom.gribble@gmail.com.
But Kevin Spacey found not guilty, so Craig is celebrating today.
It made my wowie loss a little better.
Yes, it did. Okay. Earlier today, we played this at 6:15, and we've been giggling about it, and I wanted to at least give it a little bit more airtime because it's so funny. It was a good P1 of ours, Jennifer, who says that she has, when she hiccups, she has them like me doing the save shot playlet that we've done on the ticket recently. And I'll be darned if she wasn't exactly right. When she hiccups, she sounds like she's getting the save shot
so
in the movie.
Loud.
Yeah. And she sent us audio of the last time. I don't know if this is the last time she had hiccups when she recorded this, but you can hear her spouse getting annoyed with her that she has this, saying, "You need to do something about that." And then she's smart alecky Alecky back to him, and it just makes me uncomfortable. That I want them to get along, and they're not in this clip due to her hiccups.
Gosh. Jolting.
I think I scared Coda a little.
That's the dog.
I'm going to lose my voice. Yes? Can I help you? You think?
I've never heard somebody do that before.
Okay, so is he being the big jerk here, or is she being the big jerk for, like, I mean, if he's, like, working in the other room and needs that, can she move somewhere? Or maybe she's at her computer having to work.
I just don't think that's necessary that she hiccup like that.
People can't control their hiccups. I couldn't when I was doing Muse in the News.
So, by the way, Tyler found about 2 minutes of that. Do you want to hear it? This is my favorite
News ever.
I think
which
it
had
is.
Nothing to do with my content. It had to right. do with me hurting.
It was
that's
just
correct.
It was so funny. You
I'm starting a third spite show. It's going to go up against your show and Georgia's spite show.
Because nobody had ever heard a news anchor get the hiccups shows. And then try to fight through it and deliver the news.
Okay, listen.
The word disgrace is harsh.
Oh my gosh.
Are you okay?
Oh, no. Well, I got hiccups.
Oh.
It's You're driving me nuts. Don't you hate the hiccups that last like 2 hours?
Mm-hmm. Boo. Did I scare him out of this?
Oh,
you
gosh.
Worse than that.
I'm assuming he said some more things after he said the...
Some other stuff.
Yeah. Oh! Dang it. And in Newt's explanation for why he resigned, that he wasn't getting the
Does Rich need to take over? Can you do this?
Can he?
Please, can I please?
And, no, turn off his mic.
Please let me do
Oh, a hiccup in Gordon is about 40 times greater than just regular Rich.
Is it?
Gingrich's explanation that you quit if you're not getting the results that you want, that's a good lesson for the president? Just a president that resigns in the middle of his term just because he didn't get some legislation passed, so F it.
Can't believe you've been drinking this early in the morning.
I don't know why I have the hiccups right now.
Hold your breath.
I tried that. Like right before.
Put your arms above your head.
Oh!
Get upside down.
All right.
Hold your arms. Yeah, there you go.
That went on for 10 minutes.
Are you sure we were on the air? We seem pretty low energy there.
Nobody hiccups like,
I do, sir. I'm hiccup divergent, so.
Yes, I'm sorry. My apologies.
I require you to kneel and
my
salute
apologies.
And
do what else?
At the same
I'll do it
time.
All. I'll do it all.
At the same time to show that you're very subservient to me right now.
I'll do it all.
All right, and then finally, an athlete in trouble, DJ Hernandez. You know who he is?
DJ Moose Hernandez?
No, he's the older brother of Aaron Hernandez. Well, he is behind bars after a woman close to him told police that she was worried he was planning a school shooting.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Dennis Hernandez, former player at UConn, he was shocked with a stun gun and arrested by police back on July 18th after he threatened to kill officers who had gone to his home in Bristol, Connecticut. And he emerged from the house yelling, "Shoot me, shoot me."
God, those Hernandez kids.
On the way to the hospital, Hernandez, who went by DJ while playing quarterback, it's an odd interruption of a sentence that starts with on the way to the hospital, he told, the personnel there that he, quote, planned to kill anyone who had profited off his younger brother, And he also had, I guess, said that he, quote, has a bullet for everyone.
Wow.
And then he posted threats on social media towards one of the women who I think had turned him in. And one of those read in part, quote,
"Will I kill? Absolutely."
And he said that he has been dying for years and that, quote,
"Now it's other people's turn."
God.
Whoa.
Didn't they have a very traumatic childhood?
There must have. I didn't watch that documentary on Aaron.
Yeah.
I didn't
there's
either.
Something to that.
But that's what I understand, is that there may have been a... Because Aaron Hernandez was... Did he have some stuff that was done to him as a kid?
I think so.
So, yeah, this is not looking well for that family there.
Wow.
So, athlete in trouble. Former athlete. He's no longer...
Terroristic threats. What's the punishment for that?
I don't know.
I mean, how long can you keep him detained?
He also had, I guess, posted on social media,
"Not all shootings are bad, I'm realizing."
But I think that he had planned to go, it was UConn's campus in Storrs.
Yeah.
You know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
And the Brown University campus in Providence, Rhode Island.
Wow.
That he was targeting. So, yeah, very disturbing. And if he played football and everything, didn't they find that Aaron Hernandez had the brain CTE?
Yeah.
Did they did they do his brain?
I believe so. I believe so.
You know what I mean? Cut it up.
Yeah.
And look for mites or whatever causes it.
Yep.
All right.
All right, then. Thank you. Way to go. That's the corner.
I guess.
Support me in my broadcasting
efforts.
We are.
We are. That was a great corner.